Well, there's so much to talk about today, but as we always do on Your Calls Friday Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and give kudos to a reporter who did a good job this week. So let's start with you, Danny. What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
You know, I have to say, I think there was some incredible reporting that came out this week. But my attention was really focused on some of the great thinking, the commentary, the analysis that was you know, coming out around the Charleston massacre. I you know, admire the fact that you all lift up the reporting that is often unsung, because, you know, too often the people who are out there gathering news and uncovering the facts are overlooked. But just where my head was this week was, you know, focused on people like Kiese Lehman, who wrote an incredible piece about shame and forgiveness coming out of the Charleston massacre for The Guardian. A really interesting pieces about white fragility, or kind of reckoning with, you know, white mourners in the wake of the shootings at massacre. I'm sorry, the shootings in Charleston. So, yeah, I just think that there's a really important and interesting and rare conversation brewing right now around reconciliation and forgiveness and white supremacy, really. And it's a conversation that I haven't seen in mainstream news outlets very often. Mm. And so I was very, very interested to see that taking place.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we'll talk more in depth about those very issues and how the media went about covering those. Thank you for that. That's Danny McLean, Nation contributor and fellow at the Nation Institute. What about you, Leonard? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, you know, it's funny, because the thing that affected me most deeply on a personal level wasn't even a piece that was written or reported as such. It was a short video that a reporter named Dan Dale of the Toronto Star, of all places — he's the Washington correspondent, I believe, for that paper — that he tweeted out, and it was a video of this predominantly, if not all, white crowd marching through Charleston, chanting Black Lives Matter. And that was important to me, one, because I've become concerned, if not agitated, by this ideal of people trying to subvert the Black Lives Matter, you know, crusade by countering with All Lives Matter, as if the one, you know, precluded the other, and as if there were not something very specific that's being said when you say Black Lives Matter that is necessary to be said in this era. So it was really powerful to me to see that, you know, those people embracing that chant. I wrote about it in a column, and I said that it was as welcome as lemonade on a hot August day. It was really a nice reminder that, and a needed reminder at this point, frankly, that compassion really has no color.
I saw that video also, and it's been shared so many times, probably for the very reasons that you just stated.
Yeah, it was really fantastic. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in this groupthink, they do this, they do that, why don't they understand? And we tend to forget that each they is made up of a bunch of different individuals, and that individuals all have different stories and different perspectives and take different routes to wherever it is that they are. Mm-hmm. So I was really I was moved. It wasn't just from a dispassionate journalistic point of view. It was as an African American man in a very trying week for African American people, coming across this video and just really feeling invigorated by it.
That is Leonard Pitts. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist with the Miami Herald. And what about you, Wesley? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Of course. I think that one of the things that's been striking to me has been the last 2 days, as we've seen several major Supreme Court decisions, first with the Affordable Care Act, and now today with same-sex marriage or marriage equality. A lot of the work coming from two people in particular, one, Chris Geidner over at BuzzFeed. He's their legal editor and their lead kind of correspondent, and he's someone who I really enjoyed following, both for his kind of longer pieces where he's put a lot of this marriage equality fight as well as the ACA fight in the context, but also he's really great on social media, and then obviously my colleagues as well here at the Post, Robert Barnes and our team. have really just enjoyed a lot of the coverage these last few days on what are large, humongous, monumental decisions that in many ways chart the course of our country moving forward. And those are always the opportunities to see great reporters doing their work on the highest stage. And so it's been excellent following that coverage.
And that is Wesley Lowery, national reporter covering law enforcement and justice for The Washington Post.